Ring out the old year, ring in the new, ring a ding ding.
Merry New Year!
It was at her New Year's party that I found out how she felt about me.
I'm sorry, Harry. I know it's New Year's Eve. I know you're feeling lonely, but you just can't show up here, tell me you love me, and expect that to make everything all right.
2018 is almost over, but it's not too late to catch up to the year's best films. Here to run through the highs and lows of the year in movies is Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and The Takeaway. Hi, Rafer.
Hi, Tanzina. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. That was one of my favorites right there, When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, yeah.
That ending scene. Really, really great. So we're going to talk about the highs and lows. There were some big, big highs and some pretty bad lows.
Indeed.
So one of the highs was a film called The Favorite, and it was directed by Yorgos Lanthimos. And tell us a little bit about this film.
Well, this is about Queen Anne, a little-known monarch, 18th century, played by Olivia Colman. And it's the story of two women who are vying for her affection. One is Lady Sarah, played by Rachel Weisz, who is already sort of ensconced as her advisor. Another is a humble chambermaid, played by Emma Stone, who comes in. She was once a lady, is no longer a lady, but wants to get that position again. And they are both sort of trying to figure out how to get themselves close, indeed very close, to Queen Anne in this film.
Let's take a listen.
None for the Queen. What? Well, you cannot have hot chocolate. Your stomach, the sugar inflames it.
Abigail, hand me that cup.
Do not.
I'm sorry, I do not know what to do.
Oh, fine, give it to her. And then you can get a bucket and a mop for the aftermath.
Rafer, walk us through. What's happening there?
Well, they're both talking about Olivia Colman's, Queen Anne's illnesses. She's this very, she's in bad physical shape, gout, stomach pains, you name it, in a wheelchair for much of the film. And yet, of course, they both have to, bestow all these platitudes on her and make her feel lovely and attractive and sexy. And so they're both just trying to, get, as I said, get close to Queen Anne. I think what I like about this film is, as I've said to people, it's not your mother's costume drama. This is a very foul-mouthed, wickedly funny, slightly surreal, sexually perverse film that
you've sold me.
Listen,
I'm in.
My own mother-in-law went to go see this film because she read my top 10 and walked out in disgust.
Oh my!
So it's not for everybody, but it is just such a great change from the usual harpsichords and candlelight costume drama that you see. Great film.
Now I'm intrigued just because of the walkout in particular. There was one film that I thought was fantastic. It's also on your list of wins. And of course, that is Black Panther.
Of course.
Directed by Ryan Coogler. Let's take a listen for, the two people that may have missed the film.
It is not our way to be judge, jury, and executioner for people who are not our own.
Not your own. But didn't life start right here on this continent? So ain't all people your people?
I am not king of all people. I am king of Wakanda.
So I knew people who were trying to move to Wakanda. there were flights to Wakanda.
Passports
being given out. I don't know. I'm still, when I figure it out, I'll let you know. But
please.
Why was this one of your high favorites for this year?
You know, I am not normally a huge superhero movie fan. It takes a lot, I think, to get me really excited about a superhero movie, much as I enjoy them. But this was really different, and it really, not just because of the kind of cultural milestone of it being, the first black superhero from Marvel on screen, for being, a largely black cast just in general. But there was something so now and so trenchant about this film, and it was addressing things about blackness, about black America, that I feel like you just simply don't see, A, in movies, and B, not in a superhero film. That's just not usually the place for this kind of stuff. Or if you do see it, these things are kind of coded, in sort of an X-Men kind of way. But this was right out there, right out front. And I think also what really sold me was Michael B. Jordan, who we heard there as Killmonger. Not the greatest name for a villain, but still.
But one he embraced.
One he embraced.
And played,
he was just the heart and soul of the film. And he really was the thing that stuck out to me that made this film have some real, real meaning, besides the usual alien invasion and the tower and get to the tower and save the this and stop the countdown and blah, blah. But there was real meat on the bone in this film
that really spoke to me.
It was
a beautiful film. It was fantastic to watch. And it was fun to also watch everybody go to the theater and get dressed up and have sort of these watch parties. It was really, really exciting. Let's take a turn here. Let's move to some moments that you, some films that didn't quite make the level.
Mm-hmm.
Gotti. Now I'm a native New Yorker.
Okay.
I remember John Gotti being splashed across the tabloids here. You mean to tell me a film about Gotti didn't make your top? Rafer, what's up with that?
No, in fact, well, this did make the top. It was the top of
the
my worst films of the year. It's really hard to explain to you, Tanzina, how bad this film is. Whatever
it
is.
Should we take a listen and then let's take a listen.
He's got a 6 o'clock reservation. There's going to be a lot of last minute Christmas shoppers, but that's perfect for us. We're going to get in and out, bazang, with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So it's kill or be killed.
I don't know. Is bazang a mafia term? I don't know.
Are the mobsters Pittsburgh Steeler fans?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm very confused.
You know, really, I'll just tell you, that's John Travolta there playing John Gotti. This was one of these films. Oh, where do I start? It was doomed from the beginning.
Oh,
director after director came on board. Nobody wanted this film. The studio pulled out. I counted while I was watching this film, it has, because of the influx of money to keep this film on life support, it had, I think, more than 43 producers listed in the credits.
Oh, my God.
The credits took about 5 minutes to sit there because there were so many producers
being listed. What was behind wanting to keep this thing alive?
Travolta wanted to play this role. And, you know, truth be told, he's pretty good at it. But, you know, the dialogue, I mean, it starts off with him, you know, looking at the Brooklyn Bridge, and he says, you know,
bazang.
He doesn't say bazang, but he says, in this life, you know, you either end up in jail or dead. I did both. And it was one of these lines that just sort of settles to the bottom of your mind, like something bad in your stomach, and you're thinking, what do you mean, in jail or dead? You're dead, you're narrating from the dead? Are you proud that you're in jail or dead? What's happening here? And the whole film is just filled with these kinds of things. It's really worse than whatever you're thinking, I promise you.
So, Rafer, okay, so we've got two good, one not so good. Are you excited about something in 2019?
There are a couple of films I'm very excited about, and the first one, you might be too, Tanzina, is Us, the new Jordan Peele film.
Yes,
that looks really interesting.
Terrified, and yet I've never heard I've Got Five on It twisted into such a way that makes me really afraid. The trailer has me really interesting.
Really interesting trailer,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, and he has said that this is not, Jordan Peele has said this is not a film specifically about race. He wants to go to something a little more primal, a little deeper, which I think sounds ambitious and really interesting. Looks like a home invasion thriller with a little bit of a twist. I suggest people go look at the trailer if you haven't seen it already. Very excited for that.
Yeah. Anything else on your list? We got about 30 seconds left.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I'm excited with reservations about the idea of Quentin Tarantino tackling the Manson murders. Not sure if I'm excited or horrified or what, but Brad Pitt, DiCaprio, Margot Robbie as Sharon Tate. I'm not sure what to make of this, but could be good.
Rafer Guzman is film critic for Newsday and The Takeaway. See you next year, Rafer.
Thanks, Tanzina. You too.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.